Everyone is looking for happiness all over the world. Everybody wants to be happy, wants his children to be happy. So asking, what is happiness? In fact, not what we believe, but what we know. So I asked psychologists, sociologists about sunflowers and sunsets. It's about problems as well, about depression, about, well, life is not a party every day, but I wanted to find out what we know about happiness.
What is your role as ambassador of happiness and quality of life?
Well, as an ambassador of happiness and quality of life, I can travel the world inspiring people to make happiness a priority, not only in their own life, but in the life of communities, of countries, of universities, of business. It can be an important thing, and the United Nations have published the first time a report on happiness, so it's historical to travel the world and talk about happiness, not only for the happy few. I'm talking to poor people as well, cleaners, young criminals, talking to everyone, trying to bring up the priority of happiness, not only personal happiness, but social happiness, active citizenship on the agenda.
How would you associate happiness and human rights?
Well, when human rights are not involved in a country, you cannot be happy. So there is a relationship between the culture of country and happiness. So freedom of speech is very important, but there are quite a lot of countries in which human rights are respected, but people are not happy. So it's important to see what makes a difference when you follow a certain policy in a country.
You have a favorite study among the 100 you present in the book.
Well, if someone tells you that he has found the solution on happiness, the magic formula, don't believe him. He's a charlatan. He's a liar. Don't believe him. There is not one magic formula. There are different ways to find your own happiness. But there are certain rules we can find. And the World Book of Happiness has built a bridge between Oxford Street and Main Street. It's not only about what universities know, what professors know. I didn't know that there were professors studying happiness. Well, there are 3,000 of them. So I asked 150 countries to formulate in 1,000 words what we know about happiness. There was not one favorite one. But one of the professors managed to summarize everything he knows about happiness in 2 words. So just 2 words. You want to know these 2 words?
Yes.
When I tell them, you know, but now you don't know. Here they are, other people. It's not about things, it's about people. And it's not about myself, it's about someone else. So sharing happiness is happiness.